had one down there in the old ditch or stream up our side of the road.
Oh, awesome. And if it lives on land, what do you call it? You know, that
well,
one?
Now, you got some we call a gopher.
That's land.
That's land.
Okay. And what do you call the intestines of a hog that can be eaten?
Well, we call them hog chitlins.
And can the insides of other creatures be eaten besides hogs?
Yeah, some cow you get to try.
Okay.
And now some people.
Now, is tripe from the intestines?
Yeah.
Okay.
Some inside the cow.
Uh-huh.
You say is anything else inside the well, the liver, mm-hmm. that comes from inside the cow.
Sure.
And of course, you know, they eat the brains and the tongue and all that kind of
sure.
stuff.
Sure. Okay, and is there a word that means all of the edible insides of an animal? It's used around here. Ever heard anything like a haslet or harslet?
Oh, you the hash. Now, they used to make from a hog the liver mm-hmm. and the lights. The lights were something white. Mm-hmm. They call that hog haslet. That means the liver and the sugar.
Uh-huh.
They used to, farmers used to come out and sell it to people.
Yeah.
But they don't allow them to do that now.
Oh.
You don't
but
see
it's
it.
Chopped up and is that yeah. when it's already cooked?
No, 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 that's before it's cooked.
I see. All that stuff together then.
And the housewife would cook the liver and that light and put some seasoning in, it's very good.
Mm-hmm.
They call that, that's what they call that. I can't think of the name they call it, but they.
You think of it, tell me. What do you call the center part of an egg?
Center part of an egg?
Yeah, that little.
Let's see, one is the yolk, I believe.
Okay. And what do you call the upper part of a man's body?
Chest or the breast.
And what do you call a small, flat-bottomed craft with oars that you might use on a lake or a river? Is there a difference if it has a square front and a pointed front?
Well, let's see now. Some of them you call a pong-pong.
How?
Pong-pong.
Yeah?
That kind, you know, there's some kind, it's not too heavy, they put it on top of the car.
Sure.
And then there's a rubber, I call it a rubber boat, just round like a tube.
Uh-huh.
Now these are ones that use with a paddle.
Mm-hmm.
And there may be several more, but I remember them too.
But just one that's made out of wood, maybe, and it just has a square front and a couple of seats across it, you just call it a...
Well, you call that, you could call it a bateau,
okay.
A boat.
Does a bateau have a square front or a pointed front?
Mm.
You're not sure?
Most of them have a sharp front.
Okay.
But the back end may be square.
Oh,
but that front is sharp.
Okay. All right. And what do you call the covering for a pillow, you know, like you put on the bed?
Well, it's called a pillowcase.
And if a woman is wearing beads around her neck, you might say that certainly is a pretty what of beads.
String of beads.
And if two men have a fight and one really defeats the other very soundly, you might say one man really what the other.
Oh, really beat the other one up.
Okay. And what do you call the back part of a man's legs? Do you have a word for if he's squatting down like this? You might say, he got down on his